The Windows Media Library provides a timer function called timeGetTime. This function returns the number of milliseconds that has elapsed since Windows started. In order to use this function, you will need to link winmm.lib, which is not linked by default. We can convert a time TMS in milliseconds to a time TS in seconds by multiplying TMS by the ratio 1 second over 1,000 milliseconds. The number of milliseconds that has elapsed since Windows started is not particularly interesting. What is interesting is that if we call this function once at a time T0 and then again at a later time T1, we can compute the elapsed time delta T as follows. Delta T equals T1 minus T0. This is used to determine how much time has elapsed per frame. A frame is one complete image in an animation sequence. For example, a game running at 60 frames per second is displaying 60 slightly different images per second. The rapid successive display of slightly different images over time gives the illusion of a smooth and continuous animation. We create a new message loop, which is more game-friendly, called the game loop. This loop focuses less on Windows messages and more on processing game tasks. It can be summarized like so. If there is a Windows message that needs to be processed, then process it. Otherwise, execute our game code, which will typically be updating and drawing a frame. In order to implement this behavior, we need a function to determine if there is a message that needs to be processed. The Win32 API provides such a function called PeakMessage, which returns true if there is a message that needs to be processed, and otherwise returns false. Given a velocity v, the change in position of a point delta p over delta t seconds is delta p equals v times delta t. Recall that delta t is the time elapsed between frames. Thus, this formula tells us how much to displace a point per frame given the velocity v. To displace a point p, we simply add the displacement vector to it. P prime equals p plus delta p.